Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on a thankful Thursday. We are thankful. And thankful for all of you. Listen, I say on the show all the time that if I can find the means to encourage you to get in the mix, I'll just keep on doing it. I mean, that's one of my goals, is to empower this audience. We say every day that the goal of this show is to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain y'all on what it means to be a conservative walking around in today's crazy world. So yeah, empowering, well, sometimes that may mean you getting in the mix. Well, somebody else who's getting in the mix right now is about to come on the show with us. This whole dipper I'm doing right now is called The Race Is On. And like I said, the campaign season is upon us, y'all. There are people announcing already, and you can begin raising money next month. Well, one of those who's never been in statewide politics before is Vestavia Hills lawyer Derek Chin. Derek Chin just announced his candidacy for the job of state auditor, and he's running. And I thought, you know what, let's get him on and find out what he's about, because he's the new guy, and I want to hear why a new guy wants to run. So without any further ado, Derek Chin, how are you doing? Welcome to Right Side Radio.
Hey, Phil, how are you? Really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making time. Listen, I know that you're an Alabama guy. I mean, the state of Alabama, I mean. You got your law degree here at Cumberland in Birmingham, your MBA from University of Alabama. But I also know that you and your family, you're a naturalized citizen, so you've got some interesting steps you've taken to get here. Tell us your story.
Yeah, Phil, I appreciate it. Actually, I was born in the United States, but my parents immigrated to the U.S. So born and raised in Southern California. I hope your audience doesn't hold that against me too much, but I got out and I escaped California and am now proud resident of the free state of Alabama.
So your parents escaped communist China's influence, but you escaped communist California's influence.
Exactly, yes, sir. So my great grandparents actually fought in Chiang Kai-shek's army against the communists in the Chinese Civil War. Wow. And as the communists started taking over large areas of land in China, my great grandparents retreated with Chiang Kai-shek to the island of Taiwan. And that's where my parents were born. And in the late 70s, under President Carter's administration, President Carter decided to switch diplomatic ties from Taiwan's government to China's government. And when that happened, folks in Taiwan thought that the communists were about to invade imminently. So everybody who could get out got out. And my grandparents applied for visas to the United States, had to wait several years, went through the legal process, and once they got their visas approved, they immigrated to the U.S., and my parents were kids at the time, and they immigrated to California, and that's where I was born and raised before I left to go for school.
Wow. Okay. So, you're here in the state of Alabama now. Did I see correctly, you're what, 27, 28 years old?
27, yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to jump in feet first. You chose a statewide office for the state of Alabama as auditor. What got your interest piqued about being an auditor? Because it's kind of the unsexy job, but it's also necessary.
Right. Well, you know, the auditor, I think, plays a very important role in our form of government, and that is to keep government accountable to the people. And I think that's so important. You know, I've always had a heart for public service. You know, I don't need the job, I don't need the title, but all I want is to do the right thing for the people of Alabama. And I want to do everything that I can to give back to Alabama, because I've traveled all over the state, and the hospitality and the kindness that folks in Alabama have treated me with, they've really taken me in since I moved here, and I just really appreciate the people of Alabama, and I want to give back to her citizens.
Well, I appreciate that, and you are running as a Republican. In fact, I got to ask you.
Yes.
I saw more than once. I saw that you've been listed on the headlines of different articles. Like I'm looking at one from 1819 News. It calls you Republican activist and attorney. Why are you called a Republican activist?
Well, you know, Phil, I really believe, like you were talking about earlier in the lead into this segment, the importance of getting involved and getting in the mix. And I am really proud of trying to make a difference as just a holder of the most important office of the landfill, and that is the office of citizen. I think it's important for all of us citizens to speak up for what we believe is right and speak out about issues that we believe in. And I've been a Republican all of my life, and it's important to me to speak out about conservative issues that mean a lot to me.
Well, I appreciate that. And we were talking offline a little bit. You and I actually met at a dinner for the Alabama Policy Institute. So I know you're engaging some of the groups that I think are the more conservative in the state. So let me ask you this, Derek. State auditor. I mean, it's had some great. I mean, like Jim Ziegler was an auditor. We've had Andrew Sorrell in recent years, and there have been some who wanted to run even to do away with the office of state auditor. But you're running to do what? What is it you want to do as the auditor for Alabama?
Well, I think it's so important that we keep accountability for the government. You know, the auditor's position has several roles outlined in the Alabama Constitution and the Alabama Code. And the auditor is in charge of keeping inventory and providing audits for physical state property that has a market value of $500 or greater.
Right.
So across all state agencies, they serve on several boards, such as the Penny Trust Fund Board and the Board of Adjustments. But they also make registrar appointments in 66 of the 67 counties, Phil, with the only exception being Jefferson County, because of a quirk in the law where in Jefferson County they have their own process of appointing a registrar. But in all other Alabama counties, the registrar is one of the registrars is appointed by the state auditor, and I think that's an often overlooked but very important part of the job because, as you know, Phil, the registrars play such an important role in our elections process because the registrars are the only officials in the state of Alabama that have the authority to add anyone to the voter rolls and to remove anybody from the voter rolls. So it's so important that we have qualified and competent registrars that respect and understand the importance of the rule of law and election integrity in our elections process. And I think it's so important for our folks to understand that only eligible U.S. citizens who are residents of the state of Alabama should ever be allowed to vote in Alabama's election.
I agree with every bit of that. All right, well, let me ask you, just going back to your personal story, tell us more about you. Are you married yet? Do you have kids? Is this a joint decision? I mean, what's your story there?
Not married yet. Still single. Never been married yet. No kids.
Okay. All right. And you're a practicing attorney. I'm an attorney myself up in the Gadsden area. What's your focus on the practice of law? What do you tend to be doing for a niche in the law?
I practiced trust and estates law in Jefferson County. My office was in Hoover.
Okay. Outstanding. Well, listen, Derek Chen, we want to keep track of you. Is there anybody else in the race yet, or are you the only Republican so far?
You know, I'm really not sure at this point.
Doesn't even matter, does it? You just run like your hair is on fire, right? Well, there's an old saying, there's only two ways to run, scared and unopposed. And if you're unopposed right now, great. If not, just run like your hair is on fire and take it all the way to the finish line. So, Derek Chen, hey, man, thanks for your time. We'll keep track of you and look forward to having you on again, all right?
Thank you so much, Phil. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care. I love it when guys get in politics for the first time. I mean, doesn't talk like a politician. He's got his stump speech down. But at the same time, he can get off the stump speech because he's not so ingrained in stump speech that, you know, he can't talk about anything else. He hasn't been schooled up on why the talking points are so important. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. But I'm going to go to the break here momentarily, but I'll just say this to all the rest of y'all out there. There's in an audience this size, with as many as y'all are out there, you know, claiming the mantle of being right side ruffians, there's somebody else out there who's been dabbling in the idea of running for office and you're not sure yet. And I'm just telling you, we need you. I am. I'm serious. I'm thankful for this audience. I'm thankful for the stance you take on the issues. And do not think for a second that you are not in some way worthy. Have you seen some of the knuckleheads in office? Oh, any of y'all can run. I'm just telling you, you could. So that's not even an issue. The question is, what do you believe, and is there a place where you're called? That's what I want to know. And if you believe conservatively, and that you believe that you should have an opportunity for a voice on behalf of the policies that, you know, right side ruffians stand for, it doesn't matter whether it's going to be at the local dog catcher level or president of the United States. It matters. Absolutely matters. So get in the mix. Like Derek Chen, 27-year-old attorney, could be doing anything else right now. He's decided he's running for office. So go out there and get her done, I'm saying. Some of y'all jump in. It's about time. Got to be about time. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back, and I got a few more things here about the race is underway. Yeah, it is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.